This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
After I saw them at SHOT Show, I got to tell you, they've got a stock for anybody, for everybody. Whatever your ergonomic desire is with a gun stock, they can fill it at Boyd's. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Got this thing happening with my headphones where they're creaking on my head. I'm sure you can't hear it. I can hear it. It drives me insane. But I shall just motor on, then, shall I? We have the State of the Union coming up. And for the genius Democrats, this whole government shutdown thing, that didn't work out too well for them, did it? Nothing seems to be working out too well for them. The stock market is going gangbusters. It had a little correction today. The House GOP are becoming gangbusters, and the gang that is about to be busted is that whole coterie of evidence deleting Obama cronies who so brazenly politicized the government to help their political puppet masters that even zombie Richard Nixon would have been appalled. ISIS is dead. Rest in peace, you 7th century pederast cowards. And thanks to tax reform, everyone else is dead too. But it is also, they're also getting more money in their paychecks. You know, anytime the conservatives try to do something, the left is going to tell you you're going to be dead if they do it. So we've got tax reform. You're all dead. I'm dead. You're dead. Everybody's dead. There's finally optimism and hope out there again. The hashtag winning USA, the one no one under 40 has experienced in his, her, or zer adult life, is back in black and on the attack. It's everything that a normal American would love. It's everything that the Democrats hate. So, as the Democrats were thinking, how do we turn these terrible trends around and get back to malaise, where we leftists can really shine? Just a couple of weeks ago, they were giddy about how they were totally going to ride a tsunami into the midterms, take back the House and maybe even the Senate. The ballot preference numbers for the GOP were uglier than an unshaven women's studies professor in a V-hat. But then success intervened. That's the problem when you invest completely and totally and solely in American failure. When America succeeds, when we succeed, the leftists fail. And America has not yet been sufficiently fundamentally transformed into one of those third world Schumer holes that it defaults to failure. So up until their inevitable humiliating capitulation, the Dems have been stuck swimming upstream against the current of prosperity. They really are some tactically incompetent salmon of American politics when they had a brainstorm. Even as they valiantly raged against Trump's successes, they managed to find a way to fail even more hilariously. They decided They decided that this was just the right time to shut down the government because the GOP refused to give amnesty millions of foreigners, potential new Democrat voters. Smoking hot plan, guys and gals. It worked out so well for you. Well, it did for the normal Americans anyway. Sure, the window-licking scold Nancy Pelosi thought it was a great idea. That's because blue America has some very different ideas about what's a good idea than normal America. But Chuck Schumer, who is a lot of things, and none of them are dumb, he clearly saw that this was a disaster in the making, but he had no good choice. He could rev up his Zero for the shutdown kamikaze suicide mission or strap on the dynamite vest and blow up his caucus by surrendering on what his base demanded. And whichever way he went, it was going to end badly for him and for them. But wait a minute. Come on. I'm not allowed to make a shutdown terrorist analogy anymore since the Dems were doing the shutdowning, am I? I must have missed that one memo. I keep telling the left that they're going to hate the new rules. So the Democrat Party, faced with the existential threat to them of American prosperity and a successful Trump administration, decided to go with the dumbest possible strategy. So for a moment, let's pull back and do a little review, shall we? The economy is cooking and people are becoming aware of how much tax reform is going to help them if they aren't lawyers living in blue states. Bradley Manning has just announced he's going to be running for Senate in Maryland as a Democrat and a girl, making the Democrats' Trump treason impeached platform super awkward. The midterm numbers have changed. They're still not great for the GOP, but the Pinko advantage has been cut in half in a matter of weeks. And with this background, the Dems decided that what they needed to do right now, right this minute, is fight to the death on Amnesty Hill. And they sort, you know, they had their sort of Republican co-conspirators like Sailor Suit Jet Lindsey Graham, Jeff 18% approval flake. They insisted that the GOP alienate their own base in order to swell the Democrats' base. No wall, no E-Verify, no end-of-chain migration, which is now a racist term because, of course, well, now it's a racist term. And plus the people who broke our laws would get to be citizens, since citizenship is the appropriate reward for breaking our laws when you're a leftist, and when doing so will replace the electorate that detests you. But they were miffed when Trump refused to take the worst deal since Burt Reynolds convinced Ned Beatty to trade places with him in John Voight's canoe. Then when the left actually shut down the government, despite some attempts at compromise by the GOP, they were stunned. Oh, I mean they were stunned. When their media pals went off narrative and pointed out that the reason the government shut down was precisely what the Democrats were telling their base was the reason for the government shutdown. That the Dems refused to rustle up sufficient votes to hit 60 unless they got their amnesty. So the GOP briar patch status, that would be thrown in. They had hours of footage of Democrats bemoaning how zillions were going to die of shutdown Ebola from back when the GOP last closed the government down over stuff unrelated to the budget. In fact, the most powerful and memorable argument against the shutdown came from archive video of Dem senators bleeding about, oh, the humanity in 2013. And then Trump demonstrated the true potential and the true power of Twitter by bypassing any potential media gatekeepers, asking the simplest, most devastating question imaginable. Why were the Democrats shafting our military and Americans in need in order to score some votes from a bunch of illegal aliens? Now, Schumer knew that this inevitable message was a disaster, even if Pelosi didn't get it. With her onset early dementia, well, it's not early anymore, her dementia. Even everybody she knew back in Frisco was on board. The framing was obvious to anyone not drunk on the leftist purple drank of the Democrat base. So in spite of itself, the Republicans have a winning issue here. Assuming they don't revert to form and let the squish caucus weasel them into squandering it. So next November, the GOP is going to carpet bomb the Dems with ads asking voters to choose either the party that doubled their 401k or the party that wants to raise their taxes and that closes down the government to extort citizenship for illegal aliens. That's not going to play well. Well, not for them, anyway. I'm going to enjoy every minute of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor radio studio, newly christened last week, as a matter of fact. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
When I was interviewing Dustin, which I'm going to put that video up tomorrow, and everybody that wants to see that can look at this. One of the questions I was asking him was about shapes, because I had not done the math, but it was a mistake on my part. The different shapes they have of the gun stocks, the different setups they have on the gun stocks, this is all so that if one gun stock does not fit you, the other one is going to, which is the best of the best kind of foresight. And you can get them in any paint pattern or anything. I myself, of course, this is all lost on me. They get out there, Bill, do you like this color? No, I couldn't even tell you what it is. But the shapes, I can tell about the shapes. And the ergonomics and the way they adjust the pull and the way they adjust the, you know, the height of your face and everything else in relation to your optic. You know, this is just some stuff. Go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. You're going to like the video with Dustin. We had a lot of fun with that one. And I have the Boyd's Gunstock on the Scout Rifle, which gives it a whole new dimension, which means very shortly we'll be going to North Carolina to film with Andy Langlois of Andy's Leathers, because he's the guy that used to make Jeff Cooper slings for the Scout Rifle. And he also has a Boyd's Gunstock on his. So we got that coming up. The memo was coming. And two, obviously, non-compromised FBI officials have now reviewed the Republican staff memo alleging abuse of government surveillance programs during the 2016 presidential campaign. And they could not point out any factual inaccuracy. The two guys, one from the Bureau's Counterintelligence Division, the other from the Legal Division, followed up after an initial review of the memo during a rare Sunday trip to Capitol Hill by FBI Director Christopher Wray. House Intelligence Committee voted yesterday along party lines to release a memo, prompting a backlash from Democratic lawmakers. Top Democratic Representative Adam Schiff calling it a very sad day. It's a, you know, sad day for you, Adam. Trump has five working days to review the contents, but is widely expected to not block its release. After the vote, White House staffers physically took the memo over to the White House for the president. And the FBI offered no comment to Fox News regarding their review of the document. Senior DOJ officials told Fox News after this story first posted that they dispute the characterization that no inaccuracies could be cited. But they also had the opportunity to review the memo at DOJ headquarters on Monday. And the DOJ, in a January 24th letter from Assistant Attorney General Stephen Boyd, originally had called the Republican staff memo's release unprecedented and reckless. Well, unprecedented, perhaps. Reckless, no. He also stated, though we are currently unaware of any wrongdoing related to the FISA process, we agree that any abuse to that system cannot be tolerated. But the DOJ also told Fox News today that parts of that memo are now moot, specifically the term reckless, as DOJ and FBI officials have now had the opportunity to review the document. Fox News is told the memo was drafted deliberately to eliminate national security information that could be damaging if viewed by individuals outside Congress. But this, you know, while they're out there talking about the memo and talking about the various points and everything, make no mistake, this is the predication of the biggest political scandal in the history of this country. The deep state is going to be, it's probably going to be shown to be more than just a term. We're going to find out if that dossier from Fusion GPS, whether that was used in court proceedings, whether or not it was funded by political opponents. If you want to know that, you're going to want to see that. Now, the FBI and the DOJ fought tooth and nail for close to a year to avoid providing the surveillance-related records to Congress. And the source said that the additional records provided this month after Devin Nunes threatened to move forward with contempt of Congress citations backed up investigators' earlier findings. Right now, they're in the process of lining up the remaining interviews with the FBI and the DOJ, which are expected in early February as part of their investigation. So, we'll see where that goes. In a January 4th letter documenting his agreement with Rod Rosenstein to avoid contempt citations, Nunes wrote, "I understand that your office is researching records related to the details of an April 2017 meeting between DOJ Attorney Andrew Weissman, now the Senior Attorney for Special Counsel Robert Mueller, and the media which will be provided to this committee by close of business, Thursday, January 11, 2018. Sources said the FBI and the DOJ wanted additional time to gather all of the Weissman records to provide them at once. Now they understand that the committee will make a new push for the remaining records, which are related to the former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort as early as this week. Representative Jim Jordan told Fox News, "I am interested in anything the FBI did to leak information to further their narrative." And that's... I know this seems quaint, but law enforcement, which is all FBI is, FBI is just law enforcement. They're not supposed to be running the country. They're not supposed to be doing that. They're supposed to be running the country the way whoever is duly elected wants it run, not the way they think it should be won. They're not supposed to be out there having insurance policies in case the wrong guy wins the election. They're just cops. They're cops with nice suits. But they're just cops. Simply cops. That's all. And as such, they should not be out there playing these kind of games. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The ergonomic improvement over your weapon when you get a Boyd's gun stock is going to be very telling. You're not going to believe what you're going to see when you get that the first time. You're not going to believe what you're going to feel. And realize this, the Boyd's gun stock is not designed to feel good any way except when you're under the gun, when you're up on the sight. Not when you've got it braced against your hip or anything else. It just all falls into place when you lay it down into the shooting position. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Walking pneumonia, it's horrible. It's horrible. You're just sitting here trying to do a radio show, you know, like everybody does, and you just get out of breath sometimes. This came out at the opening of SHOT Show yesterday, or last week. Preliminary data on crime during the first half of 2017 shows that murders were up 1.5% during that period, but that depended upon the location. In cities of more than 1 million population, murder was actually down 1.9% from the same period in 2016. But it was up a startling 18.7% in cities with populations between 500,000 and 999,999. And you're talking about places like Seattle and Baltimore and Washington, D.C. Possibly by less of a coincidence, Seattle Times columnist Danny Westneat over the weekend wrote a column about guns, crime, and bump stocks, arguing that banning the accessory must have some positive impact on violence. Danny's an idiot. It probably doesn't matter that most homicides are committed with handguns, or the general public had never heard of bump stocks, just like you, Danny, prior to their use by the deranged person at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas on October the 1st. He seemed to poke fun at Republican State Senator Phil Fortunato's claim that he could fire a semi-auto pistol rapidly, launching 5 rounds in a second. That doesn't sound credible, at least, you know, until you look back in the history of a fellow named Ed McGivern, who managed to empty a pair of revolvers, one in each hand, for a total of 12 rounds in less than 2 seconds back in August 1932, which is a record that still stands today. They also quoted Senator Doug Erickson, another Republican, who challenged his colleagues by asking, "Do you really think the crazy psycho person who sits in the hotel room with a gun is going to say, oh, it's against the law in Washington State, so now I'm not going to do my crime?" Westneat wrote in reaction, "No, nobody thinks that, and it's also about a mile away from the point." Well, that's precisely the point the gun prohibitionists from Olympia to Atlantic City stubbornly refused to accept. Last week, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and the state's Attorney General Gurbir Graywall announced new gun control efforts. The Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs quickly noted that their efforts would only impact law-abiding armed citizens in the Garden State. The criminals don't obey the law, and that much was front and center in many discussions during SHOT Show. During dinner at SHOT Show, we talked about that more than once. And I think people in the gun industry understand criminals better than all of the gun prohibition lobbying groups and their allies in Congress and the 50 state legislatures. We get asked repeatedly why that is the case, and or we ask why, rather, and we never get a good reply. There is a more important question than media gun control advocates might address. I'll play your stupid game. What if bump stocks were banned? Is that going to be enough to satisfy you, or will you want more concessions? At what point will the demands of the gun control crowd finally be satisfied? I think that's a fair question to ask. A very fair question to ask. Now, one surprise that we've been seeing around here is Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan supports Trump. He's been vocal in his support of the president regarding immigration and terrorism in the past, but Morgan hasn't brought up the topic of gun control yet, and he's always been a vocal supporter of gun control. He lost his show because of gun control. He loves to paint gun owners as being unhinged, but since he had the chance to interview Trump recently, he couldn't resist the opportunity to bring up the topic, and then he got smacked down hard. Morgan mentioned that accused Las Vegas shooter, Paddock, bought 55 guns legally in the year prior to the October shooting that killed 58 and wounded nearly 1,000. But Trump said gun control laws wouldn't have helped that. He said, well, we do have gun control laws, and the sick person, he was a sicko. That's the big problem. They're sick people. If he didn't have a gun, he would have had a bomb or would have had something else. And when Morgan, who has been very vocal in his view that the United States should have tighter gun laws, again brought up the vast number of guns Paddock was able to buy in just a year, Trump defended himself again. The point is, he would have had 55 bombs. He would have had 55 of something else. Trump also pointed out that how many times it's just the bad guy with a gun and how things would be different if there were an armed citizen to respond. And what Morgan doesn't get and has never gotten is that tighter gun laws only impact the law-abiding citizen. And somebody like the Las Vegas killer would still have committed an atrocity if he so desired. He just could have used a different implement. He was a licensed pilot. His license had lapsed, but he still knew how to fly. He could have gone up in his plane. You know, he might not have gotten permission to take off or anything, but they're not going to stop him. They're not going to shoot him down. He would have lifted off, done his banking, and just put the nose down and hit that crowd of people that way. How many would he have killed then? You cannot legislate evil people. You can't be legislating them into good people. You can't create a law that will remove the hostile intention that some people have. It's just not going to happen. If you make it impossible for someone like the Las Vegas killer to get a gun, and bear in mind that he showed no flags that would have barred him from buying any gun for any reason, the evil people will switch to something else to create their carnage. And that's what the gun grabbers like Morgan always ignore. I won't say they forget it because I'm not sure they do. I think they just ignore it because it works against the anti-gun narrative, so they simply pretend it doesn't exist. They simply act like removing guns will make everything work great, when we know for a fact that that's just not true. And Trump knows it's not true as well, and his smackdown of Morgan was exactly what was needed. Piers Morgan is actually a very easy target to play with. I don't get him sometimes because he walks right into this face forward, but, you know, hey. He is, after all, a journalist and a grown man at that, isn't he, right? Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years,
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Listen, children, when you're doing Radio 101, do not do your rejoinder without turning the microphone on. It just sounds weird wherever you're at. So just write that down. The change in the way this gun is going to feel, the interface between you and the gun is going to be the gun stock. So Boyd's has designed these to fit everybody. Not every stock is going to fit everybody, so that's why they have so many different choices. And that's why you need to go to boydsgunstocks.com. Coming from the desk of Dean Weingarten, who I got to meet. I got to meet Dean at the Ammo Land Writer's Breakfast. Freddie Reel knows how to throw on a spread. We get this. He's commenting on an article about shall issue carry permits in Washington, D.C. And the authors, Peter Herman and Peter Jameson, they managed to ignore half the rights contained in the Second Amendment, which is rather odd, considering it is the main topic of the article. Now, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit struck down the May issue law in D.C. specifically. But here's an excerpt from Wren that shows how strong the opinion is, from Wren versus D.C. Our first question is whether the amendment's core extends to the publicly carrying guns for self-defense. The district argues that it does not, citing Heller 1's observation that the need for defense of self, family, and property is most acute in the home. But the fact that the need for self-defense is most pressing in the home doesn't mean that self-defense at home is the only right of the amendment's core. After all, the amendment's core lawful purpose is self-defense, and the need for that might arise beyond as well as within the home. Moreover, the amendment's text protects the right to bear as well as keep arms, and for both reasons, it's more natural to view the amendment's core as including a law-abiding citizen's right to carry common firearms for self-defense beyond the home. Of course, subject, again, to relevant long-standing regulations like bans on carrying in sensitive places. This reading finds support in parts of Heller 1 that speak louder than the courts aside about where the need for guns is most acute. That remark appears when Heller 1 turns to the particular ban on possession of that issue here. But then the court has spent over 50 pages giving independent and seemingly equal treatments to the right to keep and to bear, first defining those phrases and then teasing out their implications. So in that long preliminary analysis, the court elaborates that to bear means to wear, bear, or carry upon the person or in the clothing or in a pocket for the purpose of being armed and ready for offensive or defensive action in the case of conflict with another person. That definition shows the amendment's core must span, in the court's own words, the right to possess and carry weapons in case of confrontation. But the two Peters, they seem... You need to drop that. Did that come out? Did that come out sounding wrong? Mr. Peter 1 and... These two guys, they ignore the obvious from the Washington Post article. City officials have long fought efforts to chip away at the district's strict controls since the high court used a local case in 2008 to declare that an individual has a right to gun ownership. City officials decided not to appeal to the Supreme Court because of the potential national implications. An unfavorable ruling could have weakened gun control regulations in states like California, New York, and Maryland. I wasn't trying to manufacture a reason, it's the Bill of Rights. You shouldn't need a reason, he said recently, referring to the Second Amendment right to own a firearm. It's most humorous that the length that these two yahoos of the Post go to not mention the right to bear arms. They specifically mentioned that the D.C. government will not appeal the case because they fear the Supreme Court will uphold the right to bear arms nationally. Which means that... If they get out there and say that, then that pretty much makes national reciprocity a shoo-in, doesn't it? Because the next argument out there would be, well, we're in a federal system where people can move about freely. They have the right to travel and to congregate wherever they want to go. And that right to bear arms should extend beyond that imagined line on the map. But we'll never know. We'll never know if that's what that's how they feel about it for real. How they feel about it for real. Recently, we've been seeing a bunch of conflated data about what is a school shooting. Now, when I heard about the shooting in Kentucky, I didn't feel good about that. I don't feel good about hearing about a shooting anywhere. I've got grandchildren, and the idea that they would be in a building where a shooting was taking place makes me ill. And I'd probably have to go in there. Now imagine if you're watching the news and you're not listening. Imagine you're not a listener of this show, and then you're watching the news and you find out that there have been 11 school shootings this year. Now, once you get past the part where you wonder how you missed all of that on the other 10, you're probably going to start wondering why it's such a massive problem that we've had 11 school shootings in the first month of 2018. Except for the fact that we haven't. Stephen Gutkowski at the Washington Free Beacon took a load of the claim and found it to be a load of bull. That count, created by Every Town for Gun Safety, claims there have been 11 school shootings thus far in 2018. Nearly all of the incidents included alongside the Marshall County shooting bear little or no resemblance to that shooting or other well-publicized school shootings like those at Sandy Hook Elementary or Columbine High School, which is what they want you to imagine. They want you to imagine the massacre of school children, like those two unfortunate events. None of the other events included in the gun control group's count feature more than one injury. Most featured no injuries at all, and one involved a BB gun being shot at a school bus window. And their threat assessment on school shooters developed in wake of the Columbine shooting, the FBI sought to answer why would a student bring a weapon to school and without any explicable reason open fire on fellow students and teachers. Now, despite their clear focus on violence committed against students and faculty during school events, the assessment did not provide an official definition of what a school shooter or a school shooting is. Every town came up with their own. And they said they had expert advice and common sense, which the gun control group claims is straightforward, fair, and comprehensive. They said it counts any time a firearm discharges a live round inside a school, building, or on a school campus or grounds. That broad definition places two separate suicides, a January 9th incident where a man shot a BB gun at a bus window, resulting in no injuries, a January 10th incident where a student in a criminal justice club accidentally shot a peace officer's real gun at a target on a classroom wall instead of a training gun, resulting in no injuries, a January 9th incident where gunshots were fired from somewhere inside of Cal State San Bernardino, which struck a building on campus without injuries, and other incidents next to the murder of a Winston-Salem State University student at a nightclub on the Wake Forest University campus, the January 22nd shooting of a 15-year-old at a Dallas area high school, and Tuesday's Marshall County High School shooting, which left two dead and 18 others injured. So they're taking the definition and making it really, 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 really broad. And that's likely so they can inflate the number of school shootings in order to invoke terror. They want to invoke terror. They want you to think this is happening, even if you haven't seen it happening. Which, you know, you would think that a parent would get out there and say, there's been 11 school shootings. Where have there been those? I need to see these. So there's no effort to make sure the information is valid or relevant. Just to frame it so that you have a misunderstanding of what's actually happened. So that's all to develop, you know, help you with that knee-jerk reaction that they so want you to have. Hour number three is coming up. We'll continue on when we get back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.